Good morning. It's 8:35. I'm Emily Files. Sarah Lewis is on the line from Craig. She works for the Southeast District Cooperative Extension, and she's going to be in Ketchikan on Sunday to offer a couple classes about food preservation and canning. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Emily.
So tell me about the classes.
Great, sure. So I'm going to be teaching two classes on Sunday. The first one is called Your Cottage Foods Business. It will be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and this one is going to be focused on teaching people the food preservation methods that will help, that will make it so that people can sell their products to farmers markets and such. There are specific DEC regulations associated with the cottage foods, business foods, and those are ones that are non-potentially hazardous. So I'm in the class, we're actually going to be doing some hands-on work, learning how to do dehydrating, water bath canning, like you would do for jams and jellies, and a couple of different forms of pickling, because these are different types of foods that you could actually make in your kitchen. And if you follow certain DEC regulations, you can sell them at farmers markets. So that's the first class.
Mm-hmm.
And the next class that I'll be teaching on Sunday is called Canning Soups and Sauces, and that's from 3 to 8 p.m. And that one's going to be focused on pressure canning. Because when you are cooking up meats and things with fish and meat in them, you need to pressure can them for safety. But this is focused not just, a lot of people might be familiar with canning up their fish or canning up their venison. This is actually going to focus on soups and sauces that you can can up so you can have them in your pantry. You know what's in them. You know they're healthy, and they're quick and easy meals for you to have for your family.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so again, one of these classes is for people who might be interested in having a little business selling canned goods, and the other one is more for personal use, canning meats and soups and sauces?
That's correct.
Okay, and so what are the details? When are they, and what do people have to do to register?
Sure. The cottage foods business is from 9 to 2, and the canning soups and sauces is from 3 to 8.
They're and this is on Sunday, this Sunday?
This is on Sunday, yes. This Sunday the 8th. Yes, Sunday the 8th. And they're both going to be held at the Ketchikan High School Family and Consumer Sciences Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come to the high school. They're $40 each. And mm-hmm. for each of them, I ask that people also bring 12 half-pint jars with lids. So you can go to the store and get a case of them, or if you've already done some canning of your own, you can grab some of your used jars and bring them and reuse them for the class. But 12 half-pint jars and lids. And each class is $40. And you can pre-register with our administrative assistant at the Juno office named Susie at 907-523-3280, and her extension is 0. So you can pre-register with Susie. If you don't pre-register and you come on to class, if there's room, you will be welcome. But it kind of depends on the size of the classroom. So it would be awesome if you could pre-register.
Okay. So what made your organization want to offer these classes, and are you offering them in multiple places? You're in Craig right now?
I am, yeah. I've actually been offering them across Prince of Wales. So I've done Thorne Bay, Cassan, Craig, and Kowak is where I'm teaching classes over here. And this is part of the Family and Community Development Program through the University of Alaska Fairbanks Cooperative Extension. And we are the community education arm of UAF, and so we listen to what people want us to teach them, and we also make sure what we're doing is we're bringing research-based and evidence-based information to people so that they know that they're doing things safely. So I also do all kinds of classes from energy conservation and things like that as well. But one of the classes that people are just really interested in right now is food preservation, how they can do that for their personal use, and also how they can do that as a business.
Why do you think there's a lot of interest in that right now?
You know, that's really interesting. In Alaska, we've always been pretty good about putting up food. A lot of people can their fish and their venison and things like that. But recently, especially in small communities, looking at making your personal or your community economy a little bit more diverse, and so people have been looking at how they can personally add to their own finances by selling at farmers markets And because farmers markets are becoming more popular, they have them in Ketchikan, mm-hmm. they have them over here on Prince of Wales, we have them in Juneau. It's a new market that people can be entering, and it can be sort of that startup market where you might start with cottage foods, but then you might be able to expand to other things. We've had some other folks in Juneau do that, for example.
Yeah, I bought some jam at Ketchikan's farmers market a couple weeks ago.
Awesome.
All right, anything else to add, Sarah?
No, just please, you can also find information about the classes on our website, which is UAF, as in Fairbanks, .edu/CES. Mm-hmm. And you just follow the link to Juno, and I've got the flyer is right there on that page. You can also see us at Facebook, CES.JNU.Extension. And we have the information there as well.
All right, I'm going to give the details one more time. Correct me if I get anything wrong. So the food business, the cottage food business workshop will be 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sunday, and then the canning soups and sauces workshop from 3 to 8 p.m. Each class is $40, and to register, call 907-523-3280, extension 0. All right, thank you so much, Sarah.
Thanks so much, Emily.
Enjoy the classes.
I will. Thanks.